You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
Like some bad movie.
And we are back yet again. We are here.
Right, I'm over here now. Yeah. Yes, welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Movie Sucktastic is here, ready to review another movie.
Rabid Grannies.
Rabid Grannies. Now, yes, chosen by the wheel.
Chosen by the wheel, which we will be spinning again later this evening.
Oh boy.
So one of the things that Scott and I talked about the last time we did this, was that this is a trauma. It's not a trauma film.
Trauma release.
Yeah, they distribute it. They did the distribution for it. I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I never saw this. So I was looking at it. And I'm like, oh, trauma. Okay.
No, it's better than a trauma film.
It is better than a trauma movie.
The version we saw.
Well, you know what's funny about that? So the version that I watched was the uncut version. Do you know that there's a version of the movie circulating that's like 25 minutes shorter?
Yeah, that's the version that was originally released by Troma. Troma cut the shit out of it so they could get it, you know, in without a rating.
Wow.
To avoid the censors so they could get a rating on video. But yeah, they're the ones that cut it. The director was on record, like on the audio commentaries, like, this isn't my cut.
I'm so glad I watched the uncensored version.
I actually found a cut version, but the quality was so poor, I refused to watch it.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't even know what kind of transfer it went through, but it was pure garbage, not watchable.
Yeah.
I was curious to see how badly it was cut.
Yeah. The Blu-ray, I did find the hour and 9 minute cut, and I watched a little bit of them. Like, I can't watch this. This is terrible. but I did find a Blu-ray of this, and better than it deserves, but it was a good, very good Blu-ray copy, you know?
Now, I remember Rabid Grannies not from seeing it. This is the first time I've seen it.
Same.
But
I didn't even know this existed.
I knew it existed because I was reading my horror film magazines back in the day. Toxic Horror, Slaughtermatic. It's my handle.
Fangoria.
Fangoria Slaughterhouse is the one I'm thinking
okay.
of. Briefly ran Gore Zone. You know, those are the big ones. Gore Zone, Fangoria. I remember them covering this film in those magazines at the time.
There's one film that I know of from a magazine. I think it was Fangoria. And it was, I can't remember the name of it, but I know the premise of it. It was a cannibal movie. It's like they're in the jungle kind of deal. It's not Cannibal Holocaust, but it was newer than that. Mid-80s, maybe early 90s, something like that. And it was on Laserdisc. And the magazine was talking about how it was on Laserdisc, and it was a Japanese Laserdisc, I believe. I am going to find out the name, and I'm going to throw it on the wheel. But so that's like my version of Rabid Grannies. It's like when that movie comes across, it's like I know this movie exists because of the magazine that I was reading at the time.
Right.
So,
yeah. And most films from that time period I did watch, but I never got around the Rabid Grannies.
Rabid Grannies.
Same thing with Flesh Eating.
I love it.
Yeah. Same thing with Flesh Eating Mothers. It's another one that I have a copy of. I still haven't watched it, and it was around the same time.
Right. Like, you could tell this movie was trying to do a little Evil Dead, you know?
Yeah, I got some Evil Dead vibes from it.
You know, just not crazy.
It's a low-budget production. It's a low-budget production. Everybody worked on it for free, and that kind of shows through, especially in the acting. Not to be mean. They're French actors in Belgium doing English dialogue.
Right, yes, which they dubbed over.
And only two of them actually dubbed their own voices over. The rest of them couldn't do that.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Like, the old people, like, you can tell the old people are, like just, like, pronouncing it phonetically so they can be dubbed in later. Like, they have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. It's like, wow.
And
that's how you say telephone.
Don't tell us how long we've been here in this city. You know, that are those the words? Yeah, that's it. You're good.
Close enough.
Yeah.
As my youngest son says, close enough.
But so Rabbit Grannies is about these two elder, and they're not grannies, they're aunties, technically. They're everybody's aunts.
Right.
Yeah, and technically there's no rabies in the film. It's more of a demonic possession. Yeah, so it's more like...
Yeah, demonic possession / curse / both.
So it's really demonic aunties. Yeah. But so these two aunties are having they're having a birthday party for these two aunties, and all the nephews and nieces are showing up because they want to be in the will. So they're all sucking ass, and it's one of those setups where almost everybody's a horrible person in some way. You know, they're all flawed, but they're all greedy, and you know, or just belligerent, or lesbians. You know, something along those lines.
You know, it's interesting that. You can tell this was low budget because the makeup for the grannies or aunties, it's not the same every time throughout the movie. It's subtly different.
Well, the makeup artist was 18 years old when the film was released.
Oh, really?
Yes, the lead makeup artist. So a lot of this, again, these were people that worked for free just to do a low budget film. It's shot in an actual castle. They didn't even set dress it. It's just they took it as is. Like, oh, this is what's in the castle. All right.
I love some. I grabbed a whole bunch of covers, DVD, Blu-ray, even like a Laserdisc one. I love some of them because some of them are like the poster that we have, the one that's on the screen right now. Somebody painted over like a stock photo to create it, right? And then some of them are just the stock photo, and it's like they don't look like that at all in the movie at all. Like, not one bit. Like the two ladies that are in the stock photo, I don't even know if those are the two actresses in the movie.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was one of these poor little films that just fall into distribution hell, where they get all these second tier companies cranking out their direct to video stuff. Yeah, I think it would have had more of it's obvious streaming like opens up the field to low budget productions these days more than video ever did, and that's a tangent I'm not going to get on. But yeah, they all gather. To kiss the ass of their rich relatives during the birthday party, but the only person that doesn't show up is the black sheep Satanist nephew, who instead sends a special gift that ends up possessing the two aunts with these demons, and then they go on a killing spree and becomes like Die Hard in a mansion with two crazy ladies or two demonic ladies.
Right.
Yeah. And this is another film I had to watch three times just to get the goddamn name straight. There's a lot of characters in this film.
There's a little slasher film. There actually is a lot.
There's a body count of 12, and people survive. That's not everybody.
Right, there are some survivors.
After the second time, I was like, yeah, but all right, I know who's who, but if I have to say, you know, if I have to point out this one person, I don't know their fucking name. I have to go back to you, write this shit down. It's horrible.
Right.
It can't be my memory. It's got to be the film. You know, the only name that you really remember coming out is Radu.
You know what? I didn't try and remember anyone's names because I'm like, you know what? I'm just not gonna.
Well, I got it. I've got it. Right at the top, Victoria and Elizabeth Remington, those are the two aunties that become possessed in the film. Then you've got the arms dealer, you've got the sex toy manufacturer, you have the lesbian magazine mogul, you have the rich playboy, and then you have the one niece that married a common ordinary guy.
Got right, exactly.
And those are the main relatives that show up. They bring their spouse, everybody but the playboy comes with a spouse or a lover or children, one of those three.
Oh, you know what? The only name that I do actually remember was Percival, the priest.
Oh, Brother Percival.
I don't know why I remember that. Maybe it's just a unique name. I don't know.
It is a unique name, very unique name. Brother Percival is a unique person. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church is not represented well in this film.
It is not.
No.
I love when the grannies, aunties corner him and they're just going back and forth. You should kill yourself because if you don't, you're not going to like the alternative.
No, don't kill yourself because then you don't go to heaven. So come on, you got right.
So, you know, you're not going to kill yourself. You know, so, or you are going to kill yourself and just not take a few minutes of pain, you pussy. You know, it's like basically what they're doing.
I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, this is a good moment for them to have, like, you know, a redemption streak. And oh, no.
Exactly.
No, there's no redemption for Percival. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, well, no. Well, there's that one scene in the car where she lets the girl go. She's like, because she has her sing her happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And she's like, all right, you can go,
bitch.
And she's like, I can. She goes, yeah, before I change my mind, you can go. And then she quickly moves to like a front camera, like a front stare down shot. And she tells the driver, it's like, who's driving?
She tells the Jeep. She tells the vehicle.
I know.
To run her down.
Right. She goes, but it sounds like she's talking to someone. That's like, there's nobody driving the thing. And she just telepathically in some way, she's like, kill her, run her down. And then the vehicle does it. Didn't realize that they had those kind of powers because they didn't use it at all. Just that one time.
And those are the third and fourth kills in the film.
Right. That was a pretty good shot for the kill because she's on the front end of the car pinned to it from the speed. Like she from the just the G force of the speed of the vehicle, and she it drives her right into the fence or the gate, and they must have did that in reverse or something.
Oh, definitely.
Because it was going really fast in the film. Yeah, it was going really really fast, and of course she got really on top of the gate before it cut away to her, you know, being crushed at a different angle.
Yeah.
So it had to have been in reverse because it was
pretty
cool. For a low budget film, I thought it was a cool shot.
By 80s low budget horror film standards, there are some very good kills, in this film.
And again, Evil Dead vibes. They were definitely taking a page out of the Evil Dead camera work, especially one shot where they're going up the stairs and you could see it from like a first person view. It's like Sam Raimi, like his whole team, they invented that. You know,
yeah, and not even the camera work, but also just the dark comedy vibes of it.
Yep.
Has you know, that's got that feel to it. It feels like the Belgians are going for an American Raimi feel.
Well, it was when she throws her liver on the ground and the guy trips on it and she starts laughing. It's like, you know, it's like,
well, poor Radu.
You know which kill I liked a lot? It wasn't even gory, but it was the one guy where they bend him in half, right?
Oh,
she bends him in half where it's like he's facing the camera and it's, you know, he's looking back at the camera. And it obviously was like legs put in a forward position and it was a quick cut, a smart way to do it. And it just looked like they bent him in half. It was a pretty good shot. I liked it.
It's a, It's a good kill that I would see for the first time later in Jason Jason Lives.
Oh, they did that in there. Yeah.
Yeah, he bends the sheriff in half at the end. It's like, you know, it's a good shot. That, by the way, was John, the husband of Helen, who was a Remington.
That's
right. And their children were Helen and Gilbert. And yes, they kill the child.
Well, they ate the one girl's legs too first.
The dog was eating the legs.
Well, no, too. They cut the legs off. They like to do that in this movie. They did it more than once.
There's a dead child in the film. I have to stress that. I can't stress that enough. There is a dead. There are parent guidelines for this movie, and I didn't even bother reading them because the first one wasn't. There's a dead child in the film. They're worried about smoking and shit. So no.
We should read the parent's guide on this.
Oh,
we should do it right now.
I can bring it up.
Let's do it right now.
Where do they hide that?
I think we need to do it.
I don't know where it is. Where do they hide that again?
Hold on, please. Your call is very important to us. I want to say it's about halfway down.
Oh yeah, that's good. That'll do it. I mean, I was surprised they didn't kill the dog. I was expecting the dog to go, but the dog doesn't make an appearance after... The last time you see the dog is when it's chewing on one of the girl's legs. Severed legs.
I found it.
Okay.
Sex and nudity. There's only two things here. A man and a woman kiss. The man opens her negligee and reveals one of her breasts. She throws him on the bed and takes her negligee off. A piece... Wow, this is a real weird way to say this.
Can you say that again, but slower? Just say slower.
Do you want me to do this slow? Is this slow enough? But listen to the way this is described. It's weird. A piece of side breast is revealed. Who says that?
A piece of side breast?
That's what it says.
That's what you say. Yeah, that's what you say at like KFC. No. Oh, here it is. Parents guide.
And okay. a shot of her nipple. Is shown or revealed. The actual sex is not seen.
I thought that was a bit too much. I didn't need that nudity in my horror films. Thank you very much.
Right. A woman says she'd rather be in bed with her girlfriend. Their relationship is not known to the other members of the family who may look down upon them.
The second sentence there doesn't belong. It's like what? So you're saying it's bad because it's offending other people at the dinner table? I don't. That's weird.
Right.
There's no point in looking at the violence and gore, but it looks like there's five of them. So there's a shitload of them.
Well, top it says sex and nudity is mild, violence and gore is severe, profanity mild, alcohol, drug, smoking mild, frightening and intense scenes moderate.
Moderate.
Moderate. Right.
It's gross, but not funny.
Exactly.
I'm not amused. We're not amused. I love
it. Profanity. Holy shit. That's all it says. alcohol, drugs, and smoking. The occasional use of alcohol.
I like this one. John dies by having his back broken, and in parentheses, in a very over-the-top way.
Yeah. That was where he's folded in half, right?
Yeah. Jessica, which was the that was the 11th kill
of
the film.
Jessica is hit by a car, gets crushed against a fence. I think it's a gate, but whatever. Jessica cuts off both Aunt Victoria's hands. They grow back a few seconds later.
Yeah, some great low budget special effects there. A lot of blood.
Alice gets lifted in the air by one of the ants and gets thrown out of the window. Her bloody and bruised body lands on the car. Miss Barnstable was killed off screen. She is seen with a severely disfigured face caused by boiling water.
Now, here's the deal. Mrs. Barnstable.
Yeah, that was a bit of a technical glitch. It's going to end up being part two of the video. And we'll splice it later on, you know, for one video.
Yeah.
But for now, it's going to be a part one, part two. Because, you know,
yeah.
twice as many clicks. We made so much money.
Now, I want to bring up some specifics in the film because we glossed over the broad picture there. You know, obviously demonic aunties right. hunting down people. I want to point out one of my favorite quotes is in the beginning. That family is like a stillborn calf.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's soft and smooth on the outside, but maggots and rotting flesh on the inside. It's like what?
I don't want my chef to be talking like this.
No.
It's no, like not at all. Fucking
Downton Abbey. What?
Now I have to give the film a lot of credit. I mean, it's a low budget. When you think low budget horror film, the plot. I'm so much more involved in the plot than I am with, say, Fatal Games that we just reviewed right. earlier. I mean, this was actually engaging, where I'm like, oh yeah, like I know who this person is in relation to everybody else, and I actually have feelings for or against them. This is odd. What's happening? Oh, it's character development. Okay,
right.
Interesting. I like that. I did like the whole thing with the was it Harvey? Harvey was the arms dealer. Who ironically loses an arm and a leg. I thought that was funny. Sorry. But I liked when they put number 127 in his trunk. So I was going to throw 127 in the trunk for later. Oh, okay. Gotta go pull up 127. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, right? No, it was good. Listen, for you, whatever you want to call it, as bad as this movie is, it's got a lot of good stuff in it, you know?
I mean, you can tell everybody put in the efforts. You know, I have to stress again, unpaid staff and crew.
Right.
They really put forth the effort to give us a storyline. I mean, the whole first act should be boring as shit. But they actually have you learning about each character and in a decent storytelling way, indirectly. So there's conversation and you're learning character in the meantime. It's not all golden, but it carries it through. So by the time one of the aunties bites Erica's head off, literally, you know, it doesn't seem like you've been waiting forever for it to happen.
I know.
And then the pacing throughout the second and third act, where everybody's hiding in separate rooms and running around, like it doesn't really, it never gets as old as like some of the slasher films where you're just watching somebody stumble through the woods for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, it never gets that bad. There's always there's always pacing to the story. It carries you through to the end. It doesn't feel longer than it is. For a low budget horror film from the 80s, I got to give them credit for that.
True. Agreed. I agree.
When you know what my favorite line of the film is, don't you?
I don't know. What is it?
The kid at the end.
Oh, when he goes smashing.
No, that's at the beginning.
He does it twice.
That's great. Does he do it twice? When's the second time?
When Auntie fucking drags that woman across the table and eats her face off, he goes smashing. It's like, whoa, what the fuck's right. wrong with this kid?
I thought that was the first time.
That was the first time. And then at the end, I mean, she just says, would you like to come live with me for a while? And he goes smashing.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know what? I was a little distracted by that because what she said was, you can stay with me if your father and the police agree.
The police.
And while he's saying, well, why? Forget the police. I'm like, lady, his father's dead. He was bent in half. What are you talking about?
You know, that's probably one of those continuity errors where they shot that scene early on and they hadn't killed the father yet. Maybe it was done in the script or wasn't in the script and then they just did it.
I wish they had done something with that because that bothered me. I was like, what? What? They're carrying him out on half a stretcher. What are you talking about? Don't tease the poor kid. Oh, I still have a daddy? No, you don't. I'm an idiot.
Excuse me.
Because then
right?
No, but my favorite is, and it would be a great meme if it actually put, if the timing's off because it does the camera's not on the kid's face when he says it. He says it off screen.
Right.
But he says, now I know that God doesn't exist. And I'm sorry, hearing a child say that just fills me with joy. It does. I don't know. Maybe this is just me.
I don't know.
And also when she threw the, after she threw the guts on the floor and swept up poor poor Drago, the what was Bertha says, they throw guts around like so many slapstick cream pies.
Oh, I know.
It's like, Bertha, you're a poet and didn't even know it. I like that. I found it weird that the final girl, quote unquote, even though there are multiple survivors, the one actual true survivor you would have to say would be the Rachel, lesbian lover of the magazine mogul.
Yes.
Yeah, did not expect.
So I got some good news and bad news. The good news is we can spin the wheel. The bad news is because OBS, we use OBS Studio, because it's so stupid, you have to open up the spin the wheel first, then OBS, and then it'll capture it on screen. If you don't, it won't capture shit. It's so dumb. But you would think it would work the other way around. So we won't see what's on the screen, but I will tell everyone when we spin it. Sorry. It just
that's it. We've had enough technical difficulties. It's okay. We can handle that one.
I know. We'll be fine, but
I didn't realize the sun coming in over here.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're in the middle of the country. There is no sun here. No sun here. That went down already. Or, you know, the earth has spun out of its direction.
Is
the flat earthers?
Spin the wheel.
The flat earthers. I can't even believe that that's a thing. I just can't. They have an answer for everything, too. I wasn't going to do it. I'm sorry.
Come on. Stick with the wheel.
All right. Are we spinning it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we're going to rate this thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you jumped the gun. You started talking about the wheel. So I was like, oh, I guess we're spinning.
No. Yeah, no, I just wanted to, you know, when we get to the wheel, we're not going to be able to see it on screen like we normally do.
Okay, you threw me off. I mean, yeah, I mean, so we're rating it as an 80s horror film.
Right.
So what do you, would five be?
You know what? I don't even know what its score on IMDb is, but I would give this a 5.
Just a 5?
You think this is a 6?
Why not?
I mean, once you get into 6s, it's like,
it's got heart.
It does.
I don't think it's any worse than like some of the stuff out there. For me, 5 is like run of the mill.
Well,
this
average.
Is definitely not run of the mill.
Average.
Average. Well, yeah, average. I mean, average is.
You know what? I had more fun than I thought I was watching this.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. I was expecting something bottom of the barrel, but there's some quality here, You can tell it all comes from just love of the film.
Yeah. Okay. You talked me into it. 6. I'm good with a 6.
Great. I like it. Yeah. Right, they show the first kill of the movie in the trailer. That's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect from a movie like this?
That's trauma for you. I'm sure they put together the trailer.
Now, speaking of trauma, have you seen the trailer for the new Toxic Avenger movie that's opening up in a couple of weeks?
No, I've been avoiding it.
Now, I did watch it, and a few things.
I'm not a Dinklage fan.
Well, I do like him. He's a Jersey guy. You know, I'm a sucker for that. I like that he's a Jersey guy. But here's the thing. Peter Dinklage, from what I've read, and this is from the director, Macon Blair, which, by the way, he was in the film Green Room. He was the guy that was, throughout the entire film, making sure everything went smoothly, you know, like he's that guy. I don't know if you remember that actor. He was also in Oppenheimer. He's a good actor and, you know, he's a good writer. I don't think this is the first thing he directed. It might be. But anyhow, there was a decision made to have Peter Dinklage be the Toxic Avenger. okay? And I'm fine with that. And the decision was, because, you know, the whole thing with the Toxic Avenger is it's a 98-pound nerd, falls in toxic waste and becomes the Toxic Avenger. He's like 6'3", 6'4", you know, he's all jacked. He's just, you know, beats the shit out of everyone, kills them violently. So Peter Dinklage is that character, gets the hit with the toxic waste, and the Toxic Avenger is still 4 feet tall. I don't get that decision. I don't get it. It's a perfect opportunity to have him, you know, be a little person and then become the Toxic Avenger.
I
don't get it. I don't know.
Dinklage is trying to make sure a tall person doesn't get a job. That's all it is.
Yeah, that whole Snow White thing has not gone away yet.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Fuck him. Horrible person. Horrible little person.
Stop that. That's not true, and you know it.
What? What's not true?
He's not a horrible person. Stop
He's
it.
A horrible little person.
No, he is not. You need to relax. But I don't know. It just, and he's not in the makeup at all in the movie. There's an actress. They got a little person that is in the makeup. So Dinklage is in the film. Then when he becomes a Toxic Avenger, he's just doing voiceover, which is fine. But if you were going to do that, if he wasn't even in the makeup anyway, then how come the Toxic Avenger isn't 6'3", 250 pounds? You know,
I didn't know the Toxic Avenger was going to go woke. That's, you know, it's sad, but it's
now
true.
From what I understand, it is ultra violent, you know, like the original. So they're at least doing that. The movie was made almost 3 years ago.
I'll be honest. I have a soft spot in my heart for Toxic Avenger because of the time I saw it and people I saw it with and shared it with it later on. But overall, I'm not a trauma fan.
No.
Never been.
No, same. Same. I remember going into our local video store. I think most of us used it. It was Palmer Video on Belleville Ave. And when I went in there, it was 1984. I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a life-size cutout, cardboard cutout, of the Toxic Avenger. And on it, it said, New Jersey's first superhero, right? Because Tromaville is a fake city in New Jersey in the movie. But I remember seeing it, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, I want to see that movie. I had no idea it was rated R or anything. My parents... they didn't know any better. My parents, they ran our house like we were in Europe. I mean, that's just the way they did it. So I want to see Toxic Avenger. Okay, rent it. I watched it. Nobody watched it with me. I just watched it alone. But I remember seeing it in 1984. I was 8 years old. I loved it, you know.
I remember I actually did see it with my parents, and I do believe I remember one of my parents at one point saying, I don't think we should be watching this. I think it was when the kid's head gets crushed under the car.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's even before Toxie shows up.
Right. That's you like, know? That's like a, yeah, that's like, these people are not good people.
Well, you know what? Remind me to put the Toxic Avenger movies on the wheel.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would love to review those.
Yeah, I'll add them. I've never watched them past the first one. I'm really not a trauma fan.
I've seen the first and the second one. I haven't seen any of the others.
Yeah.
They're not good. The first one I like. The first one I like a lot. The second, third, and fourth film are really bad.
Yeah. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. All right, everybody. We're going to do this. The way this works is Scott and I get one veto each. And if we both veto whatever is on the third spin, we have to review. All right, here we go. All right. No whammies. No whammies. Big money, big money. What do we got? So, this sounds familiar. Uh-oh. Maybe I need to see a poster or an IMDb posting. The Medallion.
Ooh, that's a Jackie Chan one.
I don't feel like it.
All right.
Do you want to use your veto or mine?
No, go ahead. You go with yours.
All right. I don't feel like doing that. Sorry.
All right.
All right, we're going again. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Called Buzzard. Never heard of it either.
Buzzard. Oh, this is an interesting one. I saw this in the theater recently. It's a slacker film.
Recently? This is a newer movie?
Well, no, it's not, but it played in a theater recently. Oh. They old second run kind of
fine,
stuff.
Fine.
It's an 80s slacker vibe, but it is from like the 2000s, I believe. I don't remember what year it is.
Oh. All right.
But yeah, that's
Would you like to use a veto, or are we reviewing this movie?
No, we should review this. I want you to see this.
Okay.
Yeah, want you to watch this. I'll let Wesley know, because we went to see it in the theater, so I'd be curious to if he wants to weigh in on it.
All right. Buzzard.
All right,
we're going to have to we'll check that one out. Buzzard. Jeez. All right. Is that work? Work. Great. Anyhow, I only got 4 hours of sleep last night. It's okay.
Oh.
I didn't fall asleep at a traffic light today. That didn't happen. Nope.
All right, wrapping up.
Oh, yeah. I have to bring up the music. I'm all over the place. All right, here we go. There it is. All right, everybody. This is actually a milestone episode. It's episode 450 of Movie Sucktastic, where we did nothing. We just reviewed this movie. We've had like major milestones, like episode 100. That's the only one we did something for. But after that, 200, 300, 400, and then, you know, eventually 500, we won't do a damn thing.
Getting old. At 500, maybe.
Maybe 500. We'll do something. But we'll see. You can go to our website at moviesucktastic.com and you can download the show or listen to the show. Or you can tune in live every Thursday on YouTube and watch us review a movie. You can go to iTunes and you can listen to the show there as well. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/moviesucktastic and you'll see everything we've been posting there. If you want to email us, the address is themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com, or you can go to the website. You can go to the website and you can fill out the form and it'll send us an email that way. You can leave us voicemail at 908-514-4470, even though I just got an email from Skype team saying that number has been canceled. I haven't looked into it yet, but nobody fucking calls us anyway, so... You know what? It was costing me $60 a year. You know what? I don't have to pay $60 a year anymore. Okay, fine. I'm sure I can. I can get the phone number for free somehow, somewhere else. Motherfucker. you can go to Scott's Tumblr page. Not Tumblr. Although Letterboxd. Didn't you have a Tumblr page at one point?
Yeah, I'm out of that. It was right.
Letterboxd.com/moviesucktastic. You can see what's doing over there. Scott handles that one. You can also download our podcast, app for our show. You can go to moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk and you can download that there. Or you can just go download your favorite podcast app player from the App Store for Android or Apple or iPhone, just whatever. You can just download anything you want and it'll work just fine. Just do a search for Movie Sucktastic and we come right up. All episodes are there. You don't have to pay for them. They are all free, for you to be able to listen to. So that's what I have. Do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
Now I know that God doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that line. Yeah. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next time when we review Buzzard. All right.
That's right, Gilbert.
All right, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Later.